Right?
Are we doing it?
We did.
Oh, well, bam!
Ah!
Welcome back again, everyone, to what we've decided to call. And Dan, stop listening. We know you're listening. Welcome back to what we are now calling Algernon's Angels, which is a little segment where we talk about our theories and our predictions of how we feel as players the story is going. How is everyone today? How is everyone on this lovely sunny evening?
Good, thanks. How are you, Nate?
Yes, I am doing very well, thank you. So, where would we like to start off? So, we've just done the job for the Faith. We've just kidnapped Musto. We've kidnapped him in a bag.
Get in the bag.
Speaking of which, Meg may join us in a moment. She may just sort of barge in to the to the chat. So
in a very Frida-like way.
With a coffin in a bag.
Yeah. So we don't know what's going to happen, but we will carry on as is. So I guess the first question we can ask then is, what do we think the Faith, why do you think the Faith want to kill Musto?
So it seems to be something to do with Musto and the Cobbles having a plan for the prison, right?
Yes.
Like this, they've got some special interest in is it Belgrove?
Bell Tower.
Sorry. Something else. They seem to have some kind of special interest in Bell Tower, and we suspect maybe a prison break of some sort, which the Faith don't. I wonder if it's connected with this thing of the Faith keeping, like, wanting the Sanguivar, who are being kept at Bell Tower, to be kept subdued / dead. I think we talked about this on the previous Algernon's Angels, that they seem to have some fairly nefarious plans for the Sanguivar, and perhaps that is why they don't like what Musto's planning, because he wants to maybe get them out.
Yeah. Well, we also know from the faction action is that we know that the Cobbles have completed their clock to break into Bell Tower.
Yes.
So, guessing that they're probably going, like, right, they've gone too far. We got it.
Yes. So I would suspect, I mean, they seem to have this impression that Musto has this grand plan and is this sort of Machiavellian underground crime boss genius, which made us all chortle a fair bit.
Mm.
But, like, could they be right? Someone else has got to be responsible for that plan, right? Mm-hmm. It can't be Musto. That's my theory. Someone else came up with the plan.
I don't know, Musto strikes me as, like, a character that maybe has the most luck stat in any, like, universe. But also maybe is, like, I don't know, you know, secretly, I don't know, some avatar of some, I don't know, god. Who knows? Who knows?
You think Musto's an avatar of a god?
You know, just it could happen. It could.
This is what Algernon's Angels
is for. We've all been focused on tarot, and we've been missing Musto the whole time. Get that pantheon back. Where's the pantheon?
Right from the beginning. Right from the beginning. It was in our faces all the whole time. He's the heart of Elysia.
Musto's not the heart of Elysia. Stop it.
I mean, I wouldn't put it past Dan. So.
Imagine if we'd murdered him then.
Yeah.
I don't know whether we would have. Like, seriously?
Can you imagine if we had, though?
The Dan veil goes down.
The veil just goes boom. I think Dan was fairly confident that we wouldn't murder Musto.
No matter how much we wanted to.
Yeah.
So I guess another thing also, unless anyone wants to talk about anything else about Musto.
Well, Songbird as well has gone. She's flown away.
So she's been rumbled. By not the CIA. What's it called? The EIC.
The EIC.
Yes.
Well, wasn't she the one who instructed Musto and the Cobbles to try and start breaking into Bell Tower?
It seems
that's
that
what
way.
He told me, yeah.
Yes.
She also sent that assassin after us who we've yet to encounter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a little ticking time bomb waiting to go off, isn't it?
I have words for her, but I don't. Algernon hasn't met the assassin yet, so he doesn't know it.
Right. Yeah. He will have words for her.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
guess
you have
a
question. Oh, sorry, mate.
Go for it.
I was thinking about the heart a little bit, and we haven't done anything with the crown that we found in the vault yet, so that might be
House Antelir crown.
Yeah, do we have plans for that crown?
I'm expecting it all to come together. And we're going to have all these powerful artifacts. And it's going to help us to, like, save Alicia.
Amazing. I love that. Yeah.
Which would be very satisfying to me and Algernon, because he has a big plan that I don't know about.
Algernon always has a plan. We just don't always know what it is. I think the heart is an interesting one, because I've been kind of wondering, is it... Yeah, I hadn't thought, could it be a person? I've been assuming it is some kind of object or structure, maybe. Does anyone have any ideas, like, of their own, of what it might be?
So, Blackthorn has this red crystal heart, which we've discussed before.
Well, according to Algie's vision,
yeah,
she did.
And then the red crystal has started to appear more, had like a withdrawal vision where it was attached to myself. And then it's also in these new roots that the garden keepers have used to shield the prison.
Those garden keepers love their big rooty vines, don't they?
Yeah.
But now they're covered in red crystal. Interesting. I definitely think there could be something in, the vision of Blackthorn with a red crystal heart, and now we're looking for the heart of Alicia. My theory is that it's going to be underground somewhere, because Dan has mentioned about how dangerous bits of the sewers are, and that people are sent in there and never come back.
Yeah, Bell Tower prisoners were sent down there.
Yeah. And I wonder if the heart is some kind of crystalline structure underground.
Even though we know that Algarve is still underneath the keep, and the Blackguard are sort of really keeping that under lock, is there any chance that probably the heart of Alicia is somewhere around there or underneath the keep? Maybe.
It could well be.
I think
my theory.
Your sexy snake friend said something similar.
Sexy snake friend.
He said something along the lines of he's very interested on why they're still there. He believes that there's something more there. Mm. And I don't know whether or not he was alluding to Algarve or he was alluding to something more. But I think that's what sort of drew me along that sort of line of thinking. Yeah.
I mean, my other theory is that there are some of the characters that we've met are somehow princesses of heart, and we all are going to find some big keyblades, and we're all going to go use, you know, the heart of the cards or whatever. So, and then Mickey Mouse will show up.
But only the Steamboat Willie one, because that's not under copyright anymore.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess the red crystals now that are coming out of... Because where did they attack last episode? Can anyone remember?
Where did who attack?
The vines came... So we've already had the vines that have engulfed the keep, pretty much. But then some more vines with red crystals came out last episode.
It was the prison.
Bell Tower.
Bell Tower.
Yeah.
What's that all about?
No idea. Maybe it's one of their bids to protect the Sanguivar, or... I don't know. We need to figure out what the outcome of that sort of cage of vines around the prison is, I guess, this episode. Or maybe we'll hear more about nobody's getting in or out, including like the guards or something. Or
might maybe have to go see the Garden Keepers, who are, I think, the only faction we've never interacted with. So they might have some more.
Yeah, they might be one of the few. Yeah, that we've never met at all. We've only seen their actions from afar.
Because now we've met. Because I think the only other one out of the keepers as well was the orchestra. They're the only ones that we didn't meet. And of course, we've met them now. We've met them now.
What's their deal? Like, what the heck?
Yeah.
They're so scary. They're like part of the Forsworn. So we know that the Kindling are all about burning it down. The, I always forget their name, the other ones, the evolution ones. The Hollow are all about evolving humanity to, I guess, adapt to the challenges of the bubble. And then the orchestra, are they just like, let's just turn everyone into zombies or something?
Are they like repossessed bodies?
Could something awful like that.
Yeah.
Definitely not fully alive.
Yes.
That guy had no blood in him.
No blood.
No blood.
That might need to be something to look into a little bit more. If he was dead,
he'd have a ghost, right? There would be some ghost somewhere.
Not if he's undead. Don't need a ghost, does he?
Don't need no ghost.
So, Anne's little piece of copy about them, it says, a cult who believe the body is a prison and seek to free the souls of Elysia's citizens to join the cacophony.
Oh my god. I hate it. Turn everyone into zombies is what that basically means, doesn't it? No one needs a soul. No one needs life force. Just be a shambling...
murder man.
Shambling murder hobo man.
Okay. So going back a couple of more episodes, we're going back to our last downtime.
Mm-hmm.
Algernon's potential sibling ?
Yep.
Yeah. A big old twist, which I really loved.
Me too. That was brilliant. What's going on there?
Yeah.
So, I'm assuming it's Blackthorn is my first.
That's
thought.
My theory as well.
Yeah. It's Musto.
This Musto's is why at the centre of everything.
This is why he was never in the family portrait.
They were too short.
I was thinking his parents were so ashamed of having sired a goblin. How did it even happen?
Yeah, so we know that whoever it is, their name starts with D.
I thought Dorothea, not much but to... yeah. That would be fairly horrifying.
Uh-huh. But I've assumed it's Blackthorn because I was speaking to Dan about Blackthorn, and I basically said the reason why Algernon is attracted to her is because she reminds him of himself.
Uh-huh, yeah, that would make sense then.
Yeah. And there's an obvious reason for the glasses, because she's obviously trying to hide the red eyes. And...
clearly a sanguivar. Interesting that she, in the vision, she had the heart, the crystal heart. So I wonder if the key to saving Elysia will be bound up in you reuniting with her in some way, perhaps.
Yeah. And Dan's hinted that there's some kind of aspect to the mystery where I don't remember her for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
she's just missing from your memories, from your family history in the house. Right.
Because I was happy to go with, like, Algernon wasn't really raised by his parents, he was raised by stuff. So, like, if there was someone else being raised in this big old house, he might not literally have met them. But Dan is sort of insinuating that there is a sort of more supernatural aspect to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Going back to the heart stuff, if you squint real hard at the city map, then you could sort of see the center of Elysia as like the shape of a sort of heart, and there are two like main streets going up, but then it's not like like very obviously, I suppose, the shape of a heart, but you can, if you like, go do like a magic eye puzzle.
So what's kind of in the heart bit? Is it like the keep and stuff?
It's by
a park pretty much in the center.
Yeah, that would make sense that it would be underneath all of that. Exciting.
We're gonna have to wrap up fairly soon. Is there anything else that anyone can think of? The one thing that I can think of is obviously at the end of the downtime as well is obviously Taro making an appearance right towards the end.
I think we've nailed that theory. Yeah. I think that Taro as an avatar of Meladani or something to do with or maybe even just the embodiment, maybe it is Meladani. I think is going to be spot on.
Let's find out more about
that. We will find out. Yes. Yeah, I think so. I think first point of business this next episode, because we've just bagged a Musto, we'll be talking to him and figuring out, what do we do with you now, little man?
What's going on?
What's going to happen now? Alrighty.
All right. Anything else anyone can think of before we wrap up?
It's just all very exciting, isn't it?
Well, we might not have another one of these until after the Act 2 finale.
That's true. So it'll be the start of the new kind of arc, won't it?
Yeah. So we'll probably have a lot more theories and questions after then. So
blimey, there's going to be a lot more to talk about then.
Yeah. So we'll stop it there. So if you have any theories, if you have any ideas for things, why don't you pop them down in the comments below? Also, if you want to see what we're actually doing in episodes, you can subscribe, you can like this video, and you can hit the notification bell to see when new episodes are coming out, because they come out fairly often. Things like this, things like the regular episodes, things like Daggerheart and Fallout London, they're all coming out as well. So until then, we will see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.